Illumination, my most blessed inner assurance. Illumination, my most blessed inner assurance. How do we go about having, experiencing, knowing, enjoying, loving illumination in our life and having it be our most blessed inner assurance? Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When I let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my divine sight, wonderful things happen and a wonderful realization takes place in my world. As I realize this, and I realize this illumination is something that I have brought into being, my most blessed inner assurance has taken place because it is something I have chosen to be. It is something I have chosen to know, to live, and to delight in all of my life. And as I have learned to live and delight in this all of my life, then that is exactly what I am going to experience and know only all in my life. What is my most blessed inner assurance? My most blessed inner assurance for me is peace. Is peace, the feeling that all is in divine order, all is peace, all is right action, all is love right now, all is peace. Before I go to bed at night, as I lay down and put my head on the pillow and I say, I am peace. I say it one, two, maybe three times, and then I drop off into a peaceful, happy, harmonious slumber. I am peace. My inner assurance for me is peace. My inner awareness for me is peace. My inner delight for me is peace. I live in that peace. I live in that awareness of peace. I live in that happiness of peace. And I am so content and I am so fulfilled and I am so rewarded. I am peace. And as I live in this peace, as I live in this awareness of peace, as I live in this delight of peace, everything in my world is giving me back that inner assurance that all is right with the world. That's my illumination. My most blessed inner assurance is for me peace. For when I am in a state of peace, when I am in the awareness of peace for myself, all is right with my world, and all is in divine order, and all is peaceful. I feel just wonderful. I feel just magnificent. It is done. It is done wonderfully, peacefully, perfectly, just for me. It is done. I feel so fulfilled and so complete that nothing else is needed. I am peace myself. I am peace. I am that which I proclaim for myself. I am that which I name for myself. I am that which I am for myself. And as I am that for myself, then it is done for me. My inner assurance is the peace that I am. I like to watch people as they're sleeping sometimes. And as I see them sleeping, taking a nap, sitting on the hammock or sitting on the chair and drifting off into dreamland, I think to myself, what a wonderful, peaceful experience they're going through. They are so relaxed, even here in this public situation, among other people, they are so relaxed, they can drift off to sleep. And you say to yourself, well, they're so tired, they drift off to sleep. They just are beat, they're drifting off. No. No, you can be beat, and you can be just overtired and everything, and cannot go to sleep. You can only go to sleep when you are at peace with yourself. You can only go to sleep when your own mind and body and affairs are saying, I am relaxed. I am peace. This relaxation and this peacefulness is something that we have in us from the very get-go. From the very moment of our childhood birth, we have this peace in us. We are able to lay back and on our back and sprawled out in the most innocent way and be in absolute peace. We have no fear from the world outside of us. We have no fear from the world inside of us. We are absolute peace. We are in this blessed inner assurance which says peace, and we are illuminated by it. Now, sometimes as you grow older, you lose that reservation of peace. I remember one time in the Navy, during our breaks, I was on culinary duty, and during our breaks in boot camp, we would lay down on the serving tables, and we would take a nap, because it was like an hour or so before we had to go and prepare things. But we had to stay where we were, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing for us to do, because the work was all done. And so we would all flake out. And as I laid down, completely at peace, completely at ease, we had our shoes on, and someone came along and put some matches in my shoe and lit them to give me a hot foot. And from that moment on, I was unable to sleep with my shoes on. I was always sensitive of having my shoes on, and so I always made sure I took my shoes off when I let myself take a nap. And naturally, when I went to bed, I always took my shoes off. And that was just something that came up into my world. It came up into my life. Now, we all have little things. And now, how many times is somebody going to come and give me a hot foot again? How many times? Kids in the Navy that are just 18, 19-year-old kids, they do these silly things. They do these silly things because they think it's funny and they think it's wonderful. But they don't realize that they're implanting into the consciousness of the people to whom they do it, and they do it to everybody, that this is going to leave a long-lasting attitude of mind, not a fearfulness, but a long-lasting attitude of mind of just not feeling comfortable sleeping with your shoes on. And so then you take your shoes off and you fall right off into sleep because you have taken off that area which was limiting you. Well, in our lives, we have areas that limit us. We have areas that keep us from our blessed inner assurance. We don't know what they are, as I did of my shoes and the hot foot in the Navy, but it is so. Now, if we knew, we could just do as I did, take off my shoes. Now, to sleep without my shoes is not something that I currently must do. Or I can take a nap with my shoes on or off, and it makes no difference to me any longer. But for a long time, that was quite something in my programming for myself. And I had to find peace within myself. And once I found that peace within myself by saying, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, then sleeping with my shoes on no longer was anything that concerned me. If all of us could say, I am peace, we would find that those little things that cause us distress in life, that we are not sure of, or we are not aware of, and we don't understand, those things would cease and no longer be of any consequence in our life. But it's a decision we have to make, and that's the decision of saying, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And that blessed inner assurance is ever so beautiful. It's ever so wonderful. It's ever so satisfying. And it gives us that blessed inner assurance of awareness, of love, of peace, of goodness, and we are content. in every area of our life. I see you in blessed assurance now, and I bless you with all of my love and all of my peace.